This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453 is our toll-free number. And we'd love to hear from you, whoever you are, whatever political persuasion you are. We like to talk to everybody. And you don't even have to have a political persuasion. We'd like that even better. If you've just checked out of the system completely and said, this is all bogus. There is no sense in me casting a vote. We get a different bunch of crooks from the last time we got a different bunch of crooks. What's the point? We'd love to talk to you about that, too.
That's still a political persuasion.
Is it?
Yes, they've just been persuaded that there's zero value in voting.
Okay, well, that makes sense. And thank you for joining me, Rich Paul.
Always happy to be here with you, bro.
And this is Chris in studio. We have myself.
And I'm Ian.
Now, I think we've introduced...
And I'm still Rich Paul.
You're still Rich Paul. Excellent. Well, it's good news if you happen to be in Utah. I'm not saying that facetiously. I mean, a lot of people, I've heard Utah's a beautiful state. I've never been there myself. But there is one aspect of Utah that I find a little troubling, and I didn't know this, but apparently it's been illegal to have sex unless you're married.
That doesn't really sound like a surprise, does it? I mean, it is Utah.
Well, it doesn't surprise me it's on the state books, but it would surprise the hell out of me if it actually passed constitutional muster.
Right.
Roe versus Wade, I really don't think they're going to manage to prosecute crimes against consensual heterosexual sex.
Well, also, are they prosecuting?
Yeah.
When was the last prosecution for this?
Well, and they discussed that in the article. They say that it's pretty much unconstitutional. But that's not true. People get prosecuted for having consensual sex all the time. Maybe they're in the back of a car. Maybe they're in a very quiet park late at night.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly possible. I would be... And the Supreme Court has found that there's a compelling government interest in having, for example, people not having sex publicly. I would be very surprised if the Supreme Court upheld basically no sex outside of wedlock.
Right. But to challenge that, you would have to have sex outside of wedlock and then go
and get caught.
Get caught.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, that's the whole problem of civil disobedience as a technique. So civil disobedience is like poking a bear with a sharp stick.
Phrasing, Rich. You got to restate that sentence.
What did I say?
You said poking a bear, and I think that's a whole different set of laws that's probably still illegal.
No, this is a metaphor. Metaphor,
oh, okay.
Bro.
Okay, I thought
actually, it's a simile because it uses like or as.
Okay,
it would probably be civil disobedience to poke a bear with a sharp stick in most states, depending on the type of bear.
Yeah.
But no, civil disobedience, I like to say, is like poking a bear with a sharp stick in order to demonstrate the danger of keeping and arming bears, because it works if an old, the demonstration works if an only if the demonstrator is mauled.
Well, there you go. But in this case, we're not talking about poking bears. We're talking about, I guess we're just talking about poking, for lack of a better term. Sex for the unmarried in Utah may soon be legalized. So usually on this show, when we have conversations about legalization, we're usually talking about marijuana.
Sure.
But in this case, we are talking about... premarital or
fornication.
Well, bring up to just about any subject and I'll get around to legalization.
This is true.
You know, except, you know, if it's not robbery, rape, or murder, legalize it.
Right.
with a stroke of a pen, no pun intended, sex for the unmarried in the Beehive State could soon be legalized. I did not know that Utah was known as the Beehive State.
I didn't either.
I learn something every time I do this show. And if you want to share what you've learned today, call us at 855-453. That's our toll-free number.
Or if you think fornication should stay illegal, I would like to hear from that person.
Man,
or if you know whether or not the state was named for the animal or the hairdo. Because I can see how Utah might be the beehive hairdo, the hairdo state. I can imagine that.
Probably still.
Did the Mormons start that too?
I don't know.
The beehive?
I don't know.
I thought it was just...
I think that's what happens when your magic underwear picks up too much static.
Oh, man. A bill changing the criminal code in Utah may soon remove fornication as a Class B misdemeanor. Senator Karen Mine is the chief sponsor, while Representative Ray Paul is the sponsor in the state's house.
No relation.
You're sure? Okay. But I assume you would be behind this move. If it were Representative Rich Paul, you would be behind the move to remove fornication from the criminal code.
I would be. I would support removing the criminal code. So
I like that.
Sure,
he might be behind it and in front of it. Who knows?
Yeah,
there's just too many double entendres for one to deal with. It has been voted on and passed by both bodies, meaning it is only awaiting the signature of Governor Gary Herbert.
Both bodies.
If it be, see, we need a rim shot. Where's my soundboard?
There actually is. I can teach you about that. But.
No, don't. Don't. If it becomes law, it will remove the fornication clause, as it is obviously well known in Utah. It will remove the fornication clause from Utah's criminal code. It currently reads, quote, any unmarried person who shall voluntarily engage in sexual intercourse with another is guilty of fornication. Two.
Now, define intercourse.
Fornication is a Class B misdemeanor.
They probably do. There's probably a whole definition section.
I wonder. We may have to do that when we come up on our break. The current law is part of Chapter 7, Offenses Against the Family, meaning that those found guilty are punishable by up to 6 months in jail and a fine of $1,000.
But yet it won't be
now,
the family.
Is that true? If you boff only one member of the family, or do you have to boff the whole family for it to be an offense against the family?
Oh, see, this is where these stories go.
If you boff the family, I think they bring a different charge against you.
Right. And a fine of $1,000. The law isn't pursued by police or prosecuted and is unenforceable, according to this article. I would tend to agree with that, as many laws are unenforceable, yet they still clutter up the books.
Isn't it funny that they would actually debate as to whether it's a good idea to remove an unenforceable law from the books? I mean,
Rich, was this? Do you honestly believe this is the first time that anybody, I don't know this, and the article doesn't tell us, this is coming to you from KUTV, CBS affiliate in Utah, I'm assuming. But do you think this was the first time anybody ever said, you know, one of these days, we just got to get rid of that fornication clause? There's one of those laws that's always been there, nobody ever bothered looking at. Can you imagine how many of those there are?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, if you follow Crime A Day on Twitter, you will be astounded at the number of things that these guys dig up every single day. There's a new crime of something absurd involving, you know, the transportation of mollusks while they're mating. I mean, it's always something completely insane.
Yeah, in Ann Arbor, Michigan, it's against the law to drive a horse down Main Street on Sunday.
Right.
This is not an often violated law.
But those are the types of things, and, you know, we've joked about them, but it's really sad that people could be prosecuted for these. All it takes is the right guy with a badge or the right prosecutor with nothing better to do, I guess.
Now, did you say that, if you said it, I missed it, did it address when the last prosecution was for fornication?
It doesn't It doesn't mention that here, and if I didn't want to lead Google to start pushing me really strange ads, I'd Google fornication in Utah just to see what it came up with.
Just stay out
of
the shopping section.
Oh, my gosh. 855, 450 free. What do you think? Is there any excuse for many of the blue laws that probably sit on the books, even in your state? They certainly do at the federal level. We want to hear from you. Give us a call.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. themorganreport.com. themorganreport.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Where you can call in. You can change the subject. That's what I like about this show. We have no set subject. We're going to bring things up when there's time to do that, and we'll bring in stories that we find interesting. But if you don't like what we're talking about, just change it. Just give us something else to talk about. And
speaking of something to talk about, Bitcoin.com is where you can go to get started in the world of cryptocurrency. It is still relatively new. 10 years Bitcoin's been around. But in the scheme of money, that's a drop in the bucket. So you're still early on in this whole cryptocurrency thing. It's not too late to get started learning about it over at Bitcoin.com. They got the great Bitcoin Academy there. Plus, they'll teach you how to get a Bitcoin wallet, buy some Bitcoin, and find out where you can spend your Bitcoin. And you can read the latest news and engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. Just go to Bitcoin.com.
Well, thank you, Ian.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. We tried to find any examples of Utah, and we just read a story about Utah actually removing a law from the books, which we always like to hear when
they haven't removed it yet.
They're working on it.
It needs the governor's signature.
Yep, it's passed the House, their House, and their Senate. And
doesn't always mean everything. I mean, we've seen marijuana legalization pass the State House here in New Hampshire, and every governor so far has shot it down. And this time again, they just passed it again recently.
Yeah, Sununu's vowed.
And he's vowed to. Yeah. And they didn't pass it with a veto-proof margin, so they can't override him if he vetoes it, and he will.
Well, how does that work? I mean, different states are a little bit different. I mean, you can pass it with a, quote, veto-proof margin, but could you still challenge it as a veto, challenge the veto after he's signed it?
If
I don't know how
it is a separate vote, so I'm pretty sure if people came back, decided to change their vote in between, that would work.
Yeah,
if you could convince enough people to change their votes.
Right.
And I think much less than the full House actually voted on it. I think it was something like 350 out of the 400. But from what I read, even if every other House member had showed up and voted in favor of it, it still wouldn't have had the veto-proof margin. So, I mean, they've got a real road to hoe.
It's a pretty strong indicator.
Go ahead. That seems very, very strange mathematically. If there's... Well, I guess, 50 missing. Yeah, I guess that's possible.
Yeah, I'd have to get you the exact numbers.
I was thinking 100 missing.
Right. And every state and pretty much every organization has a different set of rules. So what may apply in New Hampshire may not apply in Utah, for example. No. So will the Utah governor stand up there and stand up for family values and say, no, I am going to veto this law, this attempt to do away with our fine rule against fornication.
Even though there's not really much evidence that it's been enforced in recent decades.
I know, but wouldn't it be great theater?
Well,
I
mean, it's about sending a message to the children.
Thank you.
We don't want to send the wrong message.
You're saying
that fornication is okay
outside of marriage.
Well, that's what fornication is.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's two people consenting, or maybe more than two, but in Utah, two people consenting to sexual intercourse outside of marriage. That's what fornication is.
Well, thank you. I never knew that. Did you know that one, Rich? Did you know that definition
of fornication? Yeah.
I did, too. I just didn't realize there was an implication that both parties or all parties were not married at the time.
Well, they can be married. It's still fornication if you're married, but not to each other. I think...
Mm-hmm. Would that not fall under adultery laws?
Well, yeah, I believe that adultery is a subset of fornication. I'm not 100% sure on that. Maybe once fornication graduates and becomes adultery, it's no longer fornication. I'm not sure.
855-450-FREE, if you would like to add your 2 cents, or that number is 855-450-3733. If you're like me and you have a hard time translating words into numbers, you can also hit us up on Discord. Discord is a very cool little app. You can find out more at discord.lrn.fm, but the long and the short of it is using your computer and your high-speed internet connection and a microphone, you can call into the show, and you will sound really, really good.
Or just your smartphone, which has all that built into it.
Right. And I think I think we're going to try going to Discord right now. Give me just a second, and we've got a caller in there.
Yeah, you missed it. You got to click the room name to join the room.
Right. We're going to give this a second, and AnCap86, are you there?
I'm here. Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. So I'm calling in from Utah, and I want to comment on this stuff that you guys are talking about a little bit.
And for those who may not recognize his voice, this is Riley. Riley does the daily digest for Free Talk Live. So if you don't want to go back in our podcast and listen to a full 3 hours, you can pick up the best bits. But go ahead, Riley.
So you guys are wondering why Utah is known as the Beehive State. Originally, when the pioneers wanted the pioneers to be as industrious as the honeybee. So that's how it became the Beehive State.
Interesting.
Missed a little bit of what you said there. What about the pioneers and the honeybee?
So Brigham Young wanted the pioneers to be as industrious as the honeybee.
Oh, okay. That's the word I missed. So,
there you
go. Yeah. But what's interesting to me is this law against fornication comes from a religious understanding of fornication being a bad thing. And to me, when you enforce your religious standards by guns, which is basically what a government does, It creates a problem. And this problem is you're harming somebody. You are potentially harming consenting people. So, I mean, you can have a moral... You can be against fornication morally, but when you start using guns to enforce your morality, it becomes a problem. You rob people of their agency.
Yeah, and you yourself become immoral. I mean, arguably even more immoral than the person who's committing whatever act it is that you don't like.
I would say inarguably more immoral because you're harming somebody. They're not.
Right.
Right. So that's just the point I want to bring up, and I'm glad it's been repealed. I'm kind of excited to see what's...
It has not been repealed. It has not been repealed. It has only been voted for by the House and Senate.
House and Senate have passed it, waiting on the governor to add his signature. Riley, do you know of any instance, has there ever been like a news story you're familiar with in Utah where they've ever tried to enforce this?
Not that I'm aware of, and you know, I've lived here all my life and I've never heard of that actually happening, so...
Well, that's good. I'm glad that you've never heard of that one, that particular one.
There are a lot of states that also have unenforced adultery statutes on the books, criminal statutes.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And, you know, again, to go back to our founding of this great country, people will, you know, they'll point to, you know, the idea that government should be limited. Government should not have powers that infringe with rights of people. And it's insane at how much they have done. 855 453. Riley, thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.
And, if you'd like to join in, give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We've got this and a couple other topics to discuss.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House of Representatives passed a bill condemning hate speech. Now, this started out as a proposed resolution condemning anti-Semitism, but was expanded amid disagreements among Democrats. The original proposal was aimed at recent comments by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar. The freshman lawmaker recently accused pro-Israel advocates of pushing an alliance to a foreign country. Republican Congressman from Georgia Doug Collins debating the resolution.
By bringing together things that are thrown together at the last minute, that leave out death threats to any other member besides two groups of members, that leave out others who have been hated upon, it breaks my heart.
American Airlines is grounding planes and canceling flights due to a problem with overhead compartments. The airline says an outside vendor recently updated several Boeing 737 aircraft, but the work was not up to their standards. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here to talk about freedom. But if you don't want to talk about freedom, you don't even have to talk about things that we're interested in. You can talk about anything you like.
Well, I hope that we would find it interesting, because if not, you won't last long.
You won't last long. That's a good way of putting it.
But it doesn't have to be about freedom. We can talk about anything.
We do.
Just don't bore me, Mr. McGee. You wouldn't like me bored.
What is that from?
The Hulk.
Okay.
The Hulk?
Except it's Don't Make Me Angry, Mr. McGee. You wouldn't make me... The Incredible Hulk?
The original one with Lou Ferrigno?
Mr. McGee was the reporter who kept following him around. Well, I'm not...
Is this the one with Ferrigno in it? The original Hulk?
Back in the day? That's where I got it, okay. But it was a comic book before that, I assume.
I heard they made a newer one, I guess.
Well, there have been movies, and there have been all sorts of things. I'm just always... Rich, you always amaze me, because for all the talk of loss of short-term memory being a side effect of marijuana use, you will dredge up references that go back 40, 50 years and repeat them
word for word.
Word for word. Yeah. I mean, it amazes
me. Oh, yeah. Well, one day when we have dead air, I'll do the to be or not to be soliloquy.
Is that a threat to keep us on track and keep the show moving?
It is important. It is important. Don't ever leave me hanging on the air with nothing to say, because I'll probably launch into some Shakespeare.
I will see if we can avoid that.
I generally have something to say about just about everything.
You really do, which makes you a valuable addition to the show. But we just got done talking about Utah actually deciding that they are going to make another attempt, or maybe this is their first attempt, to get a law against fornication off the books, because it's unenforceable and because it's a stupid law. This is still up to the Utah governor. But meanwhile, in Russia, we have another law that, or... Go ahead.
Well, the story is actually out of The Guardian, where Russia, according to, this was yesterday, Parliament there has approved a controversial law that allows courts to jail people for online, quote, disrespect of government or state officials, including President Vladimir Putin. The law, which says critics say is reminiscent of Soviet-era legislation used to target political dissidents, stipulates fines of up to 100,000 rubles, which is apparently about 1,100 pounds.
Hard to keep track of these things, so...
For, quote, indecent online posts that demonstrate a, quote, blatant disrespect for society, the country, Russia's official state symbols...
So, wow.
You can't make fun of their government symbols.
Oh, my God.
The Constitution or the authorities.
Do you have to be in Russia to break that law? Does it,
Presumably,
I assume to at least enforce it. Yes, they're going to send the GRU.
Well, just on general principle, bleep Vladimir bleep Putin. Bleep him right in his bleep.
Repeat offenders can be hit with fines of up to twice the amount or 15 days behind bars. Alexander Verkovsky, the head of the Moscow-based Sova Center, which monitors abuse of anti-extremism legislation, said people could face prosecution for online comments such as, quote, Putin is a bastard, or jokes about parliament. So this is just going to ruin any amount of fun that you can have at the expense of politicians in Russia.
In Russia.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Russian politicians are, like, irresistible. They're, like, the worst politicians on Earth. So well, that would be so hard to resist.
You can't even crack a joke about Parliament now if this thing, happens. And they've approved it. So I don't see any reason why this wouldn't, like, become law.
Unbelievable.
Why wouldn't Putin sign it,
Right, right, right.
If he even has to. Maybe Parliament can just pass things and it doesn't need a signature. I don't know how the Russian system works.
Yeah, I don't either. But this is just, it's reminiscent of our own sedition laws, the Alien and Sedition Acts in the United States. It was illegal to, say anything contrary to the President of the United States. And it was okay to make fun of the Vice President, Thomas Jefferson, but you couldn't make fun of Adams. So I wonder if there's if this law is written in such a way to be targeted specific to only certain political entities. I mean, like, what if you make fun
of...
Well,
I mean, it's the sort of law that's always going to be selectively enforced.
Sure.
Right, right.
Because they're using it to protect their political image. So they're going to use it consistently with that.
Right, so whatever party is in power is going to prosecute people who make fun of them, but they may not prosecute those people who make fun of the opposition party. Right,
right. And it's the same thing in the United States. I mean, you can't criticize Israel.
That's true. People in Texas,
I thought this was unconstitutional, but apparently not. I was hearing today that all Texas businesses and individuals that do business with the Texas government in a lot of cases have to sign loyalty pledges to Israel.
Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah. That's pretty strange.
That's creepy.
Yeah, like, I will not support a boycott of Israel. I will not.
Wow.
And it's like, really? You can, I mean, I say overthrow the U.S. government all the time.
Right.
And nobody messes with me.
Not yet. But Russia has a history.
Well, let's try it. Israel, overthrow your government. Those people are schmucks.
We're waiting. We're waiting. Nothing happened. Russia has a history of this. So there was this was a story from a couple years ago, but...
You mean of oppressing speech?
Yes. This was a Washington Post story from 2017 saying it's now illegal in Russia to share image of Putin as a gay clown.
Trying to find this.
Yeah, I mean, but there was a meme that said stop homophobia, and it had Putin, kind of rainbow in the background and things like that. But item 40
and his face all done up with makeup.
Can we get a print of that in the studio? I want it.
Well, I think every country should have the right to make up their own leaders as gay clowns. I think that's human rights. Right,
it's there. Like Putin as Andy Warhol as a gay clown too, and that just makes it. I want two of them matching. One Putin, one Bush, or one Trump.
Well, I'll shoot you a link for this, or we'll put it up on social media, but there's all sorts of examples of people taking their own take
on
this.
Hold on. Somebody actually, it looks like it was the Late Show with Stephen Colbert. They did a graphic with both of them together, with Putin and Trump. So you got Putin with the clown makeup on, Trump in a suit behind him holding, so like Putin's riding on a unicorn with a bunch of rainbow coloring in the background. Putin on a unicorn, looks like they're flying. Trump kind of holding his chest from behind, like a girl would on the back of a motorcycle.
Aww,
you know, holding onto her man.
That's always such a sweet picture, sure. Oh my God, 855, 453.
I got more to the story here.
Please continue.
I'll show it to you in a bit. So, again, you cannot express anything against Putin or any other people in parliament. Others express concern. The law has been so vaguely worded that almost any online criticism of the authorities, including satirical memes, could be construed as, quote, disrespect.
Not my dank memes.
Sergei Shvalkin, a Moscow-based lawyer, wrote on Facebook, quote, soon we'll be telling jokes about the authorities in whispers in the kitchen.
Unbelievable.
The law, which was authored by Andrei Klishas, a senator from Putin's ruling United Russia Party, was criticized by some MPs and government officials. Alexei Volin, the deputy communications minister, told a newspaper, quote, one of the tasks of government bodies is to calmly hear out criticism of its work. Sergei Ivanov, an MP with the nationalist LDPR party, says, quote, if we can stop calling a fool, he won't stop being a fool.
He's not going to stop being a fool anyway, but you at least got to be able to call it.
It's nice to think about, at least. 855, 453. What do you think? Should Russians have the right to share memes of Vladimir Putin dressed up as a gay clown?
Should everyone have that right? And of course they should.
I think they should, too.
Only dank memes.
We got more coming up on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. That is 855-450-3733. You can also hit us up on Discord at discord.lrn.fm, and you will sound just like you're in here in the studio with us, which is really cool. We've been talking about some laws. We've talked about the highly likely repeal of a law in Utah against fornication. That would be sex before marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've been talking
consensual
about
sex before marriage.
Consensual sex. It's all very nuanced. Mm-hmm. And we've been talking about the Russian parliament passing a law saying you can't make fun of anybody involved in the Russian government, it seems to be, which then led us down the Google rabbit hole where we found another action by the Russians where they forbid you to portray Vladimir Putin as a gay clown. So you gotta love that internet.
Which you really ought to look at.
Specifically say in the law, gay clown.
They don't like gays in Russia.
Oh no, they don't.
Yeah.
Item 4071, a picture of a Putin-like person, quote, with eyes and lips made up, captioned with an implicit anti-gay slur, implying, quote, the supposed non-standard sexual orientation of the president of the Russian Federation, unquote. So I'm
where
not
is this
sure.
quote coming from? I'm sorry.
I'm just kind of skimming through this Washington Post article. We'll find out more.
Non-standard sexual orientation.
Yeah, it seems like there were,
so
at some point
plug-in.
There was some fine, somebody got their hand smacked for, you know, putting this up, and this was the...
So it was created by a Russian, the gay Putin thing? Or just somebody posted it and got in trouble?
Somebody posted it and got in trouble.
It's hilarious. If you Google, Putin gay clown, it's pretty funny.
Wow.
And that's all it takes for you to come down the rabbit hole with us. But right now, we're going to go to Tom. Tom, listening on FTL.com.
Before Tom starts,
I don't know what's at FTL.com, by the way.
Can you tell them how to find Trump and Putin riding on the unicorn?
It's there. When you do the Google, I'm sure if you do Trump, Putin, unicorn, that's probably what's going to come up.
You've got to do But if Trump, you do, Putin, unicorn. Yeah, that's brilliant.
But right now.
Okay, go ahead.
We do have to go to Tom calling in from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's about Congresswoman Omar getting all kinds of people comments about foreign aid to Israel. I've gotten a lot of people howling furiously and with charges of anti-Semitism, right?
Well, right now, the Democrats don't know what to do because she is a Democrat, but she's said what they have termed hate speech towards Jews by saying it's all about the Benjamins when describing how Israel has a lot of influence in the United States.
How is it that having an opinion about Israel, which is a government, has anything to do with somebody's opinion about Jewish people?
Well, that's the trap there, and that's the Israeli government uses that. They do a lot of work to equate any criticism of the Israeli government with anti-Semitism.
Right.
And
well,
that's
let me
not
point something out.
The same thing.
Right.
Well, let me point something out here, is that a lot of the comments aren't about foreign aid to Israel. The comments aren't about what the Israeli government is doing to the Palestinians. The comments are about the people in the United States, the pro-Israel lobby, that supports foreign aid to Israel and continued military alliance. It's like criticizing the Pythagorean theorem by slinging mud at Pythagoras. Instead of addressing, she should be talking about the issues and this resolution that you just heard about on the news. Those people listening on the news, House passed the House overwhelmingly that lashes out against hate, so-called hate speeches. I mean, it's a seven-page thing long, but,
right?
What she said there was that. You know, a foreign government had too much power in lobbying the United States. Now, how is that different from saying the NRA has too much power in lobbying the United States government, or General Motors has too much power in lobbying the federal government?
She should be entitled to say whatever it is. What I found interesting was the Democrats were sort of stymied. Okay, she's apologized, but she's one of us. So how can we attack what we're calling her hateful speech, yet, and this is the articles that I read, were saying, but Trump says hateful things every day. And the Republicans say hateful things every day.
Here's a point
So they broadly just attack all hate speech.
I got a couple of points to bring up John F. Kennedy, okay? First of all, if the Secret Service is telling people to step away from a certain area, the sidewalk, and somebody says, oh, I'll stand over there in that grassy knoll area. They might not know about the historical reference to grassy knoll area with the Kennedy assassination. And, you know, the Secret Service agents know about, you know, the guy in the grassy knoll area, the guy up in the Texas State School Book Depository. But that person might not know anything about that. They're just going to stand over there in that grassy knoll area innocently enough. And the second point is, during the Cuban Missile Crisis, Kennedy went on the air, and he had to choose his words very carefully when he was announcing a military quarantine of Cuba and not a blockade. The reference between allegiance to Israel and support for Israel, you know, I think is splitting hairs just as much. If you're announcing a blockade of
Cuba, what's the difference between allegiance to Israel and support for Israel? I mean, yeah, that does sound like splitting hairs to me. It sounds like the same thing.
Well, a blockade, now you're saying that you're declaring war, and a quarantine is different. So, you know, splitting hairs and choosing their words carefully is, I think they're getting too tough on her, even if some of this stuff might remind them of anti-Semitic disasters of the past, but she's not responsible for any of that, and she should be talking more about the foreign aid to Israel and what the Israelis are doing to the Palestinians. Mm. And let me close with a point about the beehive state, okay?
If I can. All
not
right.
to change the subject on you, but I was
no,
working
go ahead.
I was working at a with the honeybees one time, and somebody told me that a young lady over in the accounting office wanted me to quit my job and run off with her. And I said, no, I'm happy here with my bees. I'm not going to leave my bees for some woman. Then I saw her face. Now that I'm a believer. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
Thanks for the call, Tom.
Thanks, man. Have a great night.
Apparently, Bernie Sanders, according to WMUR, has weighed in on this Ilhan Omar statements that were supposedly anti-Semitic.
Right.
And the Vermont senator told WMUR today he doesn't consider those to be anti-Semitic. He, who is apparently an independent, although I heard he joined the Democrats recently, was fair criticism. He said her comments were fair criticism of the conservative government of Prime Minister of Israel Benjamin Netanyahu. Omar, who is a Muslim, was criticized by some Democrats and many Republicans last week when she said that pro-Israel lawmakers are, quote, under a political influence in this country that says it's okay for people to push for allegiance to a foreign country, unquote. This came after she apologized for a tweet last month that charged support for Israel in Washington is, quote, all about the Benjamins, unquote.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Today's reaction by the Democrats just struck me as, how silly can you guys get?
Well, I think there's another factor that you missed there, which is during the day today, there was a statement that came out from a number of prominent Jews basically saying that criticism of the government of the nation of Israel is not anti-Semitism. And I applaud them for coming out and saying that.
That's
because,
exactly what Sanders said.
They're the people who can say it most effectively.
Right.
He said exactly that. Quote, criticism of the Israeli government itself is not anti-Semitism, and we have to make that separation quite clear, said Sanders. He said further, quote, so anti-Semitism absolutely is unacceptable and must be fought at every level. Criticism of the Israeli government and their policies is not, per se, anti-Semitism. He says, as I see it, she's been critical of the Israeli government, and I think that's a fair criticism. He says, and I have been very critical of the Israeli government in terms of their treatment of Palestinians. So Sanders is right on that one.
And it wasn't who's right and who's wrong, because I agree with both of you on this. What I'm saying is the reaction from the left was, We've got to play this. How are we going to deal with this? She's one of us. How are we going to do this? What are we going to say? How can we, if we say that this kind of speech is okay, does that mean we're giving Trump a pass on every crazy thing he's ever said? It's insanity. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about yet more things, and we're going to get your opinions. We want to hear from you. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.